Democrat mega donor, who visited Epstein Island, says he is funding Nikki Haley to stop Donald Trump. By John Binder on December 8, 2023. LinkedIn co-founder Reid Hoffman, a billionaire mega donor to President Joe Biden and the Democrat Party, is helping fund former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley's run for president in the GOP primary solely to stop former President Donald Trump from securing the nomination. In December, The New York Times revealed that Hoffman had donated $250,000 to the Stand for America PAC, which is backing Haley in the GOP primary. In May, Hoffman admitted to visiting convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein's private island, named Little St. James but more commonly referred to as Pedophile Island. The Times reported. The pro-Haley Super PAC, SFA Fund Incorporated, was asked specifically by Mr. Hoffman's political team if it would take money from Mr. Hoffman, given that he is a Democrat who actively supports President Biden, Mr. Melhern said. The Super PAC, he added, said yes. Emphasis added. In an open letter on Tuesday, Hoffman wrote that his sole purpose for funding Haley's presidential bid in the GOP primary is to stop Trump from securing the nomination. So why Nikki Haley? Plainly, because Governor Haley is also the only Republican nominee other than Trump with any chance of winning the GOP nomination, Hoffman wrote. Nikki Haley has disappointed me with her inconsistency in denouncing Trump, especially after the violence of January 6, and I disagree with a wide swath of her policy views. Yet, American politics are in crisis. While we are fighting to defend the idea of America from the threat of Trumpism, we need to engage with people with whom we disagree about many areas of policy and culture. Nikki Haley would not be as good for America as Joe Biden, but America would survive her administration. Emphasis added. If America is to avoid another Trump presidency, it will be because Trump loses an election next year. If he is to lose, it will either be to Nikki Haley in the primary, or Joe Biden in the general. I have invested in the Stand for America PAC supporting Nikki Haley because I agree with Jamie Dimon's recent comments that Democrats should support Haley in the primary and Biden in the general election. Emphasis added. Hoffman serves as one of the Democrat Party's biggest billionaire donors. In October, Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe exposed that Hoffman, along with billionaire George Soros, is partially behind a clandestine group that has billed itself as the Good Information Foundation and is accused of election meddling. Hoffman is behind several dark money far-left organizations and has been described as one part Soros, one part Michael Bloomberg, and one part Lauren Powell Jobs by Marlowe. He has since fashioned himself into a Democratic mega-donor, though his activities are largely hidden from public view. He is one of the key framers of the modern political infrastructure that is contouring the current American landscape by allowing the super wealthy to use nonprofits and lenient disclosure laws to make large political contributions in relative obscurity. Tactically, he embraces both the disingenuous and the censorious, as well as the Chinese Communist Party. Emphasis added. But Hoffman's shady political activity doesn't end there. He also funded a series of pro-Doug Jones ads in Alabama that were modeled on the much-decried Russian propaganda peddled on Facebook and Twitter in 2016. The project's operatives posed as conservative Alabamians on Facebook and tried to use the platform to divide Republicans, pushing them toward a write-in candidate and away from Roy Moore, the GOP's nominee for Senate. They also ran a scheme, according to the New York Times, to link the Moore campaign to thousands of Russian accounts that suddenly began following the Republican candidate on Twitter, a development that drew national media attention. Emphasis added. Hoffman is also an occasional collaborator with Communist China on a direct level. As Peter Schweizer reported in his number one best-selling book, Red Handed, LinkedIn is the most China-friendly American-owned social networking site and Hoffman is known as the most connected man in Silicon Valley. LinkedIn managed to stay operational in the authoritarian country by remaining in compliance with Chinese censorship rules until 2021. By comparison, Facebook and Twitter have been banned by the CCP since 2009. Emphasis added. Marlowe also identified Hoffman as one of six billionaire donors to Biden that make up the American oligarchy in his New York Times best-selling book Breaking Biden. Related, Jeffrey Epstein, censorship, and China. Marlowe details LinkedIn founder Reid Hoffman's dark ties. When other Republican presidential candidates called out Haley for taking donations from big tech, Wall Street, and Democrat billionaires, she defended accepting the cash, saying her opponents are just jealous. "When it comes to these corporate people that want to suddenly support us, we'll take it," Haley said. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.